You know, therapy is one of those safe places where you can scream into a pillow and experience relief from years of confusion between the mother and the daughter. I hear the heart cry of a broken adult daughter whose feelings of rejection and pain is like a well in the middle of the Sahara Desert. This well longs for showers of validation, showers of support, showers of love, and monsoons of acknowledgement that can only come from her mother. On the other end, there are those mothers who attend sessions that have a genuine desire to have a relationship with their daughter. Unfortunately, the mother's perspective still battles hurts from within her own childhood. This mother never learned the importance of validation because she had to pull her own self up by her bootstraps, or she wasn't comforted at key points in her life. You know, the differences in feelings cause division. The division causes separation. And the separation causes a loss of unreclaimable times of joy. But change can happen. There is hope. I cannot emphasize that enough. There's so much hope. Let's talk a little bit further. Whether it's the mother or it's the daughter sitting in my chair, the root of the issue tends to be a misunderstanding, which is laced with a lack of validation, a lack of acknowledgement, and a lack of repentance that has turned into a snowball of resentment and anger. You know, research says communication is one of the biggest problems in mother-daughter conflicts. Some daughters have shared that their mothers made them feel that their needs were not important. Others felt that there was an undertone of anger and resentment. Let's talk a little bit more about that. You see, I've known individuals who have shared that they feel that their mother placed their male siblings ahead of them. I've also known mothers who feel that their daughters were the competition, so therefore it justified poor treatment. Now, before you scrunch up your face in judgment, I want to encourage you to stay focused on your own mess and get your own broom out and sweep around your own front door. What are some areas of healing within yourself that you can change? So in therapy, I do this activity with several of my clients that focus on changing what they can control versus what they can't. You see, so many times we get focused on, they're not doing this, or mom's not doing that, or she's doing that for them, or she, her, him, ha, he, ha, ha, right? And so we get so focused on what others are doing that we lose sight of our own strengths and our own abilities, of the can, the power of the can. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that can.
Babe, wake up.
What? Huh? What's going on?
Babe, you realize it took me like 5 times to get you up? You were shaking and you kept repeating the same phrase over and over again.
Babe, it's nothing. Let's just go back to sleep.
I ain't gonna be doing this again. Now, this is the 3rd time that I had to wake you up over the night. Your fists were clenched, you were shaking, and don't be telling me, oh, it's just a nightmare, or, you know, this ain't nothing major. I think this is something to this. And babe, for real, I think you need to talk to someone.
I'm good. I'm strong. I've got this. I told you that. It happened in the past and I'm over it.
Now, I know you're trying to be that strong, independent woman. And you are strong, babe. You are definitely strong. But for a girl, this ain't the time. Obviously, you don't have it under control. And it's getting worse.
I'm not talking to a therapist.
I understand that, babe. And I'm not pressuring you to talk to a therapist. But what I would like you to do is get some level of support. And if you're okay, there's this book that I think would be really helpful. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. How you feel about that, baby?
Well, I definitely don't want to sit in front of a therapist, but a book seems safe. I guess I'm open to it. I'm open.
All right, baby. Well, I'll definitely do that for you. Listeners, if you can relate to this story and would like to get more information, you can order your copy of I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist today from Amazon. And please make sure to leave a review.
Listen, it is so easy to say I can't. I can't stand her. I can't believe she would. I cannot. Oh my gosh. You fill in a blank. Think about it. Do you realize that when you focus on the can't, then your emotions are impacted, then your actions are influenced, then you find yourself clenching your jaw in frustration. You've hyper-focused on the can't and lost sight of the can. So again, I do this activity in my office where the clients on my caseload, we focus on the can. I can control how I respond. You can. That's a lot of control when you can understand that you can control how you respond, okay? Another one, I can control how often I'm around this person that gets under my skin, okay? You ain't gotta be sitting up in mama's house all day. You don't have to call her about every single thing. You know that there's certain things that she say or that she doesn't say that's going to piss you off. So focus on the can. I can teach my mom how I receive love. She may not know, okay? Another, I can communicate in a respectful manner when she's hurting me versus loving me. Because again, mama may not know. And then again, if it's a mama like doggone Precious's mama, we all saw the movie at least once or a portion of it or clips of it. Okay, yeah. That's not the kind of mom I'm saying to reconcile with in this season. Precious's mama needed a whole lot of therapy. And that's not a bad thing. She needed it. The question is was she willing to go? But that's a whole different conversation. Refocus on the can. What can you control in this moment? You can control how you respond. You can control. You don't have to give a clap back with every negative situation. You don't have to scrunch your face up. You don't have to be passive aggressive. You don't. You can choose to have a positive response. You know what? Let me share this next piece. When you're focused on the can't, you're focused on the wrong thing. When you're focused on what she didn't do, you're focused on the wrong thing. When you're focused on what she did to you, honey, you are focused on the wrong thing. You know what? When you're focused on the offense, you, my dear, are focused on the wrong thing. Hear me when I say this. Some years ago, I remember hearing this story, and I want to share it with you. I've been waiting for an opportunity to share this story. Listen up. It goes something like this. If you catch 100 red fire ants as well as 100 large black ants and put them in a jar, at first, nothing is going to happen. However, if you violently shake that jar up and then dump it on the ground, those ants will eventually kill each other off until every last one of them are dead. This thing that we see here is the reality of what we're dealing with in regards to our mother-daughter relationships. You see, the red ants think the black ants are the enemy and vice versa. The truth is, you know, while they're focusing on tearing each other's heads off, what they really need to be thinking about is the real enemy in this matter. The enemy being the person who shook the jar up. Y'all, this thing will preach. is this doggone enemy? Listen, let me take my therapist hat off for a minute. I think we got an idea. You see, we are fighting a spiritual battle here. Now, I'm not trying to go all Baptist church on you, but what I am saying is that your mom, she's dealing with stuff that she didn't deal with, or she's behaving in a manner that is symbolic of undealt with issues. And you are too. And what happens when you two tear each other off or tear each other up? The next generation is watching you and how you move and how you behave and what's going to happen in 20 years' time. The similar situations. You get what I'm saying? And if it ain't your son, it'll be your daughter-in-law. You know, it's like, at what point are we going to say, let me stop focusing on what can't or the can't, and let me start focusing on the can so that I can be the generational breaker? Okay, so let me put my therapist hat on. I oftentimes ask my clients, what is your goal regarding your relationship with your mama? Do you want to yell and make her feel bad about what she didn't do? Or do you want to move forward and teach her how to have a healthy relationship with you? And you know what? We're not going to always get it right, but at least start the process. At least be the individual that's going to change the bloodline, if you get what I mean. Yo, I could talk about this thing all day. And you already know what we're about to do. We're about to give some homework because we need to deal with this thing. Because we need to just stop with this whole enemy thing. You get what I'm saying? I feel like I'm rambling. So let's get to the homework. If you have experienced a toxic mother-daughter relationship, then hear me out. At the end of every initial session, I help clients to identify a goal. Clients who genuinely want to mend their mother-daughter relationship will first need to write out their vision of the relationship they desire. Now, if you're listening to my voice and you're like, I don't know about this, and I don't even know where to begin, then I want to encourage you to consider, if you are struggling with finding a goal, consider identifying the problem and then flipping it. Okay, so what does this look like? If the problem is, I'm tired of arguing with her, then the goal is, I want to experience healthy communication with her. Now, if your goal is similar to the one that I just shared, then I encourage you to go ahead and listen to this entire season. I went ahead and posted the entire season because I'm over here trying to help as many people to heal from their childhood wounds as possible. And if listening will help you to heal, then that's one less broken person walking this earth. Stay tuned. See you soon. Hey there. Over the years, I've seen so much hurt between mothers and daughters, so much bad blood and resentment. Honey, if only you knew the amount of tissues I've had to restock in my office, you would be floored. I've seen years of bickering, silence, and resentment, and so much wasted time. But guess what? There is so much hope. I've helped so many mothers and daughters to walk through generations of murky water. In this season, honey, we're going to focus on healing that mother-daughter relationship. And if you're not quite ready to start the process in the office with a therapist of your own, I'd like to encourage you to order a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. It's a user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. I look forward to seeing you in session. Bye.
Please stay tuned for these messages.
Hey girl, I'm stressed out and I need to talk, but not to a therapist. Do you think you could help me out? Hey, this is perfect timing. Have you heard of the podcast I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist? No. What's that about? Well, since you asked, It gives the perspective of a trained professional in attempt to persuade the readers that therapy can do wonders in healing many issues stemming from childhood trauma and family-based dysfunction. And listen to this, she also has a book. Wow, for real? Does it consist of the same information? Yes, girl. The author stresses that leaving the issues unaddressed can cause reoccurring problems not only in present day, but in future generations of family. And what's not addressed will create a mess within future generational lines. Wow. I'm interested. How can I get a copy? Amazon, boo. Definitely check it out if you want it, and you won't regret it.